Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey, including royal guests, Crown Princess Victoria celebrates her name day, Crown Princess Mary of Denmark visits Texas, and Amalienborg Palace in Copenhagen celebrates 225 years. We briefly explain a short history behind this royal residence, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Queen Elizabeth, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, the Duke of York, and the British Prime Minister Theresa May attended the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey on Monday, the 11th of March 2019. They joined representatives from 53 nations in a celebration, and 2.4 billion people who belong to the Commonwealth in Britain's largest annual interfaith gathering, and former British Prime Minister John Major. The state trumpeters from the Household Cavalry Band sounded a fanfare when Queen Elizabeth arrived at the Abbey. The Dean of Westminster, the Very Reverend Dr. John Hall, led the service. 2019 marks the 70th anniversary since the Commonwealth was formed. This year's theme, A Connected Commonwealth, offers opportunities for the people, governments and institutions of this richly diverse family of nations. Flag bearers from all 53 Commonwealth countries paraded their flags through the Abbey, with the Commonwealth flag flying from the West Tower. These flags were also flying outside Westminster Abbey in Parliament Square. Theresa May read a passage from 1 Corinthians 12, 14-26. Didgeridoo player William Barton, the Hertfordshire Commonwealth Choir and a band called Clean Bandit were among the many performers. The Commonwealth is a voluntary organisation of 53 independent countries, with nearly all countries were once under British rule. The ones who became independent, like India, wanted to remain in the Commonwealth, so the 1949 declaration recognised King George VI as the head. When he passed away in 1952, the Commonwealth leaders recognised Queen Elizabeth as the new head. The service was broadcasted live on BBC One, on the BBC World Service, updates on Twitter, and with a live stream on YouTube.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden celebrated her name day with her husband Prince Daniel and their two children while standing on a blue step in the inner courtyard at the Royal Palace on Tuesday the 12th of March. Princess Estelle had a day off from school and Prince Oscar didn't attend preschool, but he did appear rather grumpy during the festivities. This is the first time the little prince has celebrated his mother's name day, although there were no official celebrations in 2016. Crown Princess Victoria had given birth to Prince Oscar 10 days earlier. Well-wishers arrived bringing flowers for the Crown Princess, with marches from the Life Guards and the South Scania Regiment P7 with a music program by an army band. Both regiments also presented flowers to the Crown Princess. Crown Princess Victoria was given a large cake wrapped in cellophane paper with a card attached. She also spoke to the media, including Sweden's Channel 4 and Danish royal magazine Billed Bladet. Some countries, including Sweden, celebrate their name days as if it were their birthdays on dates associated with their given names. Royal names were introduced into the Swedish list of names, as well as many common ones, which included those of the saints. King Carl Gustaf wanted to give people in Stockholm the opportunity to see the Crown Princess as her birthday falls on the 14th of July, whilst the royal family are on their summer holidays at Soldaten Palace on Åland. It has become an important royal spring tradition, also the biggest and official name day event in Sweden, as the Crown Princess has marked the event nearly every year since she was 15 years old. According to Svensk Dam, Crown Princess Victoria will continue the party at home with cake at the Haga Palace with her family.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Crown Princess Mary visited the cities of Houston and Austin, Texas from the 10th to the 13th of March 2019 to promote Danish businesses in the United States. Minister for Culture, Mette Bock, accompanied the Crown Princess to the pop-up exhibition House of Scandinavia in Austin. Crown Princess Mary met the House of Scandinavia's curator. The Crown Princess attended a breakfast event, Women in Leadership and How to Inspire the Next Generation. The purpose of the event was discussing the potential of female leaders as role models to encourage and inspire women on a global level. Then the Crown Princess visited the South by Southwest, which is the world's most significant festival in music, technology, filming, gastronomy, and art. More than 280,000 people attend the festival every year. Later that evening, the Crown Princess attended a reception in the House of Scandinavia focusing on Danish culture. The following day, Crown Princess Mary met with Mayor Sylvester Turner at Houston City Hall before attending events focusing on the ties and collaborations between Texas and Denmark and a gala dinner at the Houston Museum of Fine Arts. Other events included launching a health collaboration focusing on common strategic interests, digital health, biotech, and hospital logistics at the world's largest hospital, Texas Medical Center, with over 100,000 employees and several world-leading treatment programs. The Crown Princess attended the opening of an exhibition, Statecraft, Selections from the Jewelry Collection of the Danish Arts Foundation at the Houston Center for Contemporary Craft. The exhibition highlights the development of Danish jewellery art from the mid-20th century to the present day.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
The royal residence of Amalienborg Palace in Copenhagen celebrates its 225th anniversary on Sunday, the 10th of March in 2019. Amalienborg consists of four identical palaces built around an octagonal courtyard with an equestrian statue of Frederick V in the centre. Frederick V founded the complex to mark the occasion of the 300th anniversary or tercentenary of the first Oldenburg king, Christian I's coronation in 1448. Amalienborg has been home to 9 Danish rulers, 8 kings and 1 queen since 1794, since Christian VII moved in, after a devastating fire in Christianborg Castle, leaving the royal family homeless. The building had begun in 1750 at Amalienborg on 4 identical palaces given to 4 important noblemen on the site of 2 former palaces, including one called Sophie Amalienborg, named after Frederick III's queen consort, Sophie Amalie, which was built in 1669 and burnt down about 20 years later. It was meant to be a temporary move until Christianborg Castle was rebuilt, but it eventually became a permanent one for the Danish royal family after Christian VII bought 2 of the palaces, now known as Christian VII's Palace and Christian IX. The Danish royal family have lived there ever since during the winter months, with the changing of the guard taking place at 12 noon. Frederick VIII's Palace is the Crown Prince family's official residence, but it is not open to the public, whilst Queen Margrethe lives next door in Christian IX's Palace. The royal standard is raised whenever Queen Margrethe is in residence, but it is not open to the public either. The Christian VII's Palace is used for guests and official receptions, including the annual New Year banquets. The Christian VIII's Palace houses the Amalienborg Museum, focusing on the past 150 years of the Danish royal family, and visit private chambers of previous monarchs and introduces visitors to the present royal family's daily lives. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.